The Meat for TCast is brought to you in part by Sone Lab, a recording studio in East Hampton, Massachusetts. Offering recording, mixing, and mastering of all styles of music, we even master podcasts. Email info@sonelab.com for more information. That's info@sonelab.com.
That's the record button. Have we started?
We have started.
So, this is the Meat for TCast. You might always start like that. Who knows? Hello.
Hello, hello.
This is Mark Allen Miller.
This is Elizabeth McDuffie, and you're listening to the Meat for TCast.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining us for Season 3, Episode...
Six.
And I hope you are, as I am, celebrating National Buy Nothing Day.
Oh, that is today, isn't it?
That is today.
Not
Yeah. We don't talk about that.
Okay, I'll beep that out.
Yeah, that's down with the president number 45 that shall not be named. One of those things.
Okay, I'll beep it. So, for this episode, we have excerpts from actually pretty much the entire Cirque of
the Cirque aux Pommes.
One more time, Le Cirque aux Pommes.
Le Cirque aux Pommes.
Did I get that right? Great.
That was in September, and we have fabulous readers and fabulous bands. That was Angry Baby and Editrix.
Yes.
Were our bands, and we've got Spoken Word from Richard Horton and Gerald Yell and Jacob Chapman and Michael Goldman.
That's right. And we were actually in the abandoned building brewery for that Cirque, as we will be for the December one for scheduling reasons, but it actually worked out pretty well.
Mr. Pizzaferrato has recording sessions.
Yes. So
good for Mr. Pizzaferrato.
Yes.
My studio is a
functioning studio. So there are times when, well, guess what? There's sessions on a weekend we might want to do a Cirque. And that's what happened.
A special surprise for everybody on this episode of the podcast. We are in West Philly. My daughter, Madeline, and son-in-law, Steve, and granddaughter, Una's house.
It sounds a little different. We're in their dining room, not our dining room. No.
We are not under the three elephants and the flying spaghetti monster this time. So...
So we can have them say hello.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Hi, I'm Steve.
Hi, I am also here.
That was awesome.
That was Una. You want to say anything else to the people?
Don't buy anything unless you don't want to die under thousands of feet.
Fair enough.
The risk of trampling. You've been warned by my 12-year-old granddaughter.
Took me a second to put it together, but
yeah,
then it
really
makes...
I just figured that out now.
No, it makes a lot of sense.
Is a TV worth risking your life for?
We can have the ambience of the room be more part of it so everybody can be part of the conversation.
So, I can just talk real loud.
Yes.
So before we get into the meat of the podcast, I suppose we should announce that on December 4th, which is right around the corner, we'll be releasing the new issue of the magazine. Raw issue is the theme, with a Cirque. Also at Abandoned Building Brewery, and our bands are X-Temper and Toxic Friends.
Yes,
we have
got very, very good.
Ezra Pryor doing a short set of stand-up, and we'll have Spoken Word, and we have a short film directed by Jason Gallagher with Ezra Pryor playing a prominent role. So,
oh yeah, that's
I think
fun.
It's called In Blood We Trust.
Yes, very good film. Before we continue on, we should also get out of the way. If you like what you are hearing, please give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or...
Subscribe!
Yeah.
Tell your friends and family.
You can click the subscribe or follow button or whatever that happens to be on your podcatcher app. You can also go to meatfortea.com to the buy page and buy, or the subscribe page and subscribe. PDFs are available there as well if you like your meat digitally. And we have a donate page, too, so there's that.
And we have merchandise, and the Christmas season is upon us, so we know you want a tote bag emblazoned with Chris Wenz's witty, meatini drawing.
Our lovely logos are also an option. There's a t-shirt icon button on every page on the website, so that's an easy way to find that. Get yourself some stuff.
There's mugs, there's tote bags, there's socks, there's t-shirts.
Pint glasses.
Every fucking thing.
Yeah. Everything. Products, yeah. We're all commercial here. But no, every penny really helps us keep this going, the magazine and the podcast, so we always appreciate that. You can also leave a voice memo on the Anchor.
We'd love to hear from you.
Anchor.fm/meetfortcast, or you can record something on your phone and email it to us at meetfortcast@gmail.com.
And just a thought, you know, Christmas is upon us. I can't think of a much better gift than a Meet for Tea tote with a gift subscription to Meet for Tea. Maybe throw a t-shirt and a mug in there too.
Yeah, you can put the t-shirt and the mug in the tote.
Such a lovely gift. Throw that under the tree. Well, don't throw it if you get a mug.
Don't throw it.
And offer a voicemail like they do on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Elizabeth voicemail message.
That's a really good idea. Would you guys want a voicemail?
Let us know.
Would you like me to leave you a voicemail? I've heard people say things about my voice.
Yeah. Elizabeth records. Elizabeth records your outgoing voicemail.
It would
be great. That's great. I don't know how they do that.
Thanks, Steve.
Do you wait, don't tell me, get access to your password to your voicemail and record it?
I remember like a security breach. What's his name, Carl?
I think they just give you a file.
Yeah, and then you just upload it to your phone. It
would be kind of creepy if they somehow got your password.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they must just send you a file. Maybe we should write to wait, don't tell me and ask how they do it. Is there any chance you want to play something, or too early in the day, not ready?
I'm sleep brain, but yeah. I can probably sing.
These fat cats are ruining our lives. They don't give a shit how or whether we survive. They don't care about you or me. All they care about is their profitability, which still increases. By buying out anything that competes, they take away the good jobs we need. So we already paid the difference with the loss of a salary, but with no job or low pay, it's the only thing we can afford. It's a vicious cycle and we're holding the door. It's a vicious cycle and we're holding the door. It's a vicious cycle and we're holding the door.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve.
I think I've forgotten.
That was awesome,
some
Steve. Thank you.
For everybody that's been missing Curious Buddies, yeah. Little live Steve Schmelz.
Impromptu Curious Buddies concert.
I'm going to cover Be Wherever You Are by Rebecca Sugar. Isn't this such a beautiful night? Whoa, we're underneath a thousand shining stars. Isn't it nice to find yourself somewhere different? Oh, whoa, why don't you let yourself just be wherever you are? Look at this place, look at your faces. They've never seen you look like this before. Isn't it nice to find yourself somewhere different? Oh, why don't this place, look at your faces, they're shining like a thousand shining stars. Isn't it nice to find yourself somewhere different? Oh, yourself, just be whoever you are. Why don't you let yourself just be somewhere different? Oh, why don't you let yourself just be whoever you are?
Yay!
Yay, thank you. Thank you, Una. Thank you. Oh.
For our listeners.
I'm going to cover Giant Woman by Rebecca Sugar. You can probably tell that I really like Rebecca Sugar songs. All I wanna do is see you turn into a giant woman, a giant woman. All I wanna be is someone who gets to see a giant woman. All I wanna do is help you turn into a giant woman, a giant woman. All I wanna be is someone who gets to see a giant woman. Oh, I know it'll be great, and I just can't wait to see the person you are together. If you give it a chance, you can do a huge dance because you are a giant woman. You might even like being together, and if you don't, it won't be forever. But if it were me, I'd really wanna be a giant woman, a giant woman. All I wanna do is see you turn into a giant woman.
Yeah. So Una, tell me, what's that nice catch on the microphone? Here, get up close to the mic and talk to me. What's that song from?
It's from Steven Universe. It's my favorite show ever.
It's a really good show.
For sure.
Definitely.
And specifically this song, they can fuse and make one giant person, and Steven is talking about how much he wants to see them do that.
Cool. I'll have to check out that episode. It's kind of hard for me to imagine.
It's great.
But
he rides a goat. It's great.
Awesome.
That's all you need to know. He rides a goat.
Is that all you need in the world? Yep.
It keeps happening.
That's because I keep kicking the table. It's all you need in the world is to be able to ride a goat.
Hello. Forgive my muffled tones. Such is life with ragweed allergies and a mask. So anyway, we're getting ready for the spoken word section of the night. So that's starting really soon. The lineup is going to be Michael Goldman, followed by Gerald Yell, followed by Jacob Chapman, followed by Richard Horton. No lady readers tonight. Huh. Anyway, it's going to be good.
Good evening, everyone. I'm going to kick off the spoken word. I'm Michael Favala Goldman from Florence, Mass. And I just came back from Denmark last night, where I was at a translators conference. And no masks in Denmark. I didn't wear a mask for 3 weeks, except on the plane. And I hope that we're going to be moving in that direction, too, real soon. I have a new book of poetry out. It's called Slow Phoenix. And see me if you want to check it out. But here's three poems in this latest issue of Meat for Tea. We'll start with New Sexy Underwear. You can't see it. The almost smile. The Tao says, keep your jewels hidden. All day a private knowing. Delight in nearly nothing. Any card players in the room? This is the family game, Pinochle. My grandmother and I sit adjacent at the dining room table. I am just old enough to learn about suits and tricks. By small dishes of pretzels, apple slices, nuts, and raisins, we play open-handed. I have a cheat sheet for how to score meld and how to bid. Four aces or a run give the most, but I like the marriage of hearts. The ace of spades is obviously in charge. The jack of diamonds, queen of spades, are paramours worth four. My grandfather, a large gentleman who never smokes or curses, sits across from me, putting his cards in order. No one gloats. It is enough to sit at the table. Thank you. And my last poem for tonight, this is the only poem I'll ever write for you. I don't know why you enjoy some of my poems. I'm not thinking of you when I write. I'm not thinking, I'm writing. And when I'm done, there you are. Some of my poems are obviously for you. Thank you very much. Up next, from Amherst, Massachusetts, Gerald Yell. Welcome, Gerald.
Hi. Hi. This is called Old Time Detective. When they told Ben to empty his pockets, he assumed they were looking for drugs. They wanted his phone. They said he had a map on it he had no business having. We want you to tell us how you got it. He almost said he thought it was a treasure map. I don't know what you're talking about, he said instead. I bought this phone at Radio Shack more than 2 years ago. And where is that Radio Shack now? The tall one with the shades asked. Out of business, Ben said. I have to drive all the way to Vermont to get it serviced. Both agents smiled. I'll tell you what I think, the tall one said. I think you hacked a government site to steal this map. I think that when we stopped you, you were on your way to a facility where they stash uranium. What on earth would I want with that? He asked. He tried to smile, but no one was smiling. Dirty underwear bombs, the short man said. I bet you're wearing one as we speak. Ben swallowed hard and felt his buttocks contract. This one's called Ekphrastic Inspired by an Ad. There may be happy ponies out there somewhere. Ponies parents buy for daughters who cherish them. Ponies with pony holes and back doors leading to lavish stables. Ponies with people who love them, in other words. But the one in the ad has none of that. And it looks so sad when the tall, sleek warhorse thunders up with its herd like a mighty river, only to pause and look down on the pony, snort once, and make it feel puny and ridiculous, older and shabbier than Sancho Panza's donkey, then race off and leave the lonely pony in the flea-bitten dust. If the pony were a dog, it would be a basset hound, a droopy-eared underdog Eeyore I'd root for. To hell with war horses. To hell with that ride the white pony nonsense and the Pony Express. If ponies could express themselves, they'd tell us to get off their backs. I'd say give them to girls. They know how to treat ponies, and ponies need those girls with their pink ribbons and rainbow bright lunch pails. Girls who know how to braid ponytails and brush manes with the same strokes they use to brush human hair. And maybe a girl like that won't have a primetime TV special, but I bet you can find one on demand. Thanks. Next up is Jacob Chapman. Welcome, Jacob.
Thanks, Gerald. I wanted to thank Elizabeth for keeping the fire going the last year and a half. It's It's meant a lot, and thanks again. So I'm going to read three poems. The first is The Founders. We walk clockwise, not counterclockwise, around the circle in the woods. It's one of the first things we decided, that and the importance of that specific place, our clearing in the pines. It's tough to know how many layers of romantic gloss you should put on something like that. You have to leave enough space for different personalities. Everyone is marked on their cheeks as they enter the clearing. Fire. There's always fire in the four directions and the four colors, yellow, green, red, and blue. As for what exactly we were doing, well, we felt a need to do something like that. As for the future, there's so much room for expansion and contraction. We should probably do more with the air and the sky. Will we recognize things when we return after others have had a chance to lead? I hope so, but even if we don't, it was worth it. Victorian life. We bought the house for the special price, which was half the normal price. We said, of course we'll take the special price, but it came with some strings. We have to wait 5 years before we change the wallpaper or the furniture or the position of the furniture or anything else. We told each other all we have to do is sign the papers and then we can do whatever we want, but no. Lawyers, monitors, consequences. So we live in this weird Victorian house that feels about a century off, and damn if we haven't gotten used to it. What would we do, for instance, without our tea set and our ritual of having tea in the parlor? I guess the previous owner, an old woman we never met, had plenty of money but didn't like the idea of someone erasing her vision. The grandfather clock, which I thought was funny at first, has become one of my favorite things about the house. Its slow tick-tock sound never changes. As the years go by, we talk more and more about gliding past the 5-year mark and changing nothing. We used to agree that the golden wallpaper would be the first thing to go. But now, after watching so many sunsets from that room while we drink gin and tonics, we can't imagine the house without it. The child of the house. The dinner party, which has started off so well with light banter and mockery of shared enemies, had taken a turn. As usual, the problem was too much alcohol and everyone trying to hold forth at once. The two sciencey people were locked in an argument that no one else understood or cared about. The cross couple flirting was nothing new, but they were all leaning in more than usual. I sat down in a comfortable chair in the corner and sipped my drink. It was hard to hide my disappointment. A girl, the child of the house, walked up to me and said, "Do you want to see the furnace?" "I don't know," I said. "That sounds inappropriate." "Oh, please," she said. "I can tell who's sketchy and who's not, and you're not." "Thanks," I said. "All right, let's see the furnace." She led me to the basement, and the furnace was old and loud. I could see the flames through the metal grate. "I put things in there all the time," the girl said. "That's not a good idea," I said. "It's fine," she said. "That thing is hot as hell. It'll burn anything except metal." "I don't know," I said. "Things could get blocked or clogged or something." "It's fine," she said. "Do you have anything to burn?" All I had was a few dollars in my wallet. I rolled one up and slid it through the grate. It burned with a greenish flame. I was getting ready to put another one in when I heard a crash upstairs. "I should go," I said. "You know, you probably shouldn't do this too much. It doesn't seem healthy. Compared to what, she said, all the crap that's going on upstairs. Yeah, I see your point, I said, but still. I know, she said, be careful up there. My parents aren't good role models. I don't know them very well, I said. I handed her the dollar I was getting ready to burn and said, burn it for me later. She said, I'll do that, but don't linger upstairs. Say your goodbyes and go home. I smiled and said, I'll do that. As I drove home, I wondered if I had made a new friend, but friend wasn't quite the right word. Child acquaintance? No. Maybe there's a better word in another language. Or maybe I should make up a new word, like sciency or greenish. People do it all the time. Thanks. Next up, Richard Horton.
A new book out, Ballet for Murderers. This is in Meat for Tea. The Third Ascension. By 8:30 in the morning, the family had all gathered at the house made of cinder blocks. And Mama made eggs boiled in water with cilantro and green onion. And that all-important ingredient, cinders, they were delish. Everyone put on jackets. It was windy up on Montserrat. Paco, Hector, and I carried the baskets. Dad got mad and yelled when they took the rolled blankets away from him. He said he was still strong and wasn't going to have a heart attack. Mama was holding his arm, and small as she was lifting up on it, trying to support him. He struggled free, waved his arms to make her leave him alone, and walked ahead. At first, the roads, dramatically landscaped with tall trees, zigzagged gently. The sun was out. I looked out over the city, which didn't have so much smoke today because everyone was off work. Looking back along the zigzag, I saw families, some with picnic stuff, ascending toward us. Little kids screeched and ran ahead. Uy, Dios mío, where's Dad, said Elise. Mama waved her hand toward the next bend. Around the bend, Dad was sitting on a rock wall, laboring to breathe. He straightened up when he saw the family coming and stuck out his chin. Finally getting here, he asked. Mama reached him and clutched onto his arm. No mas, she panted. No mas el héroe, no more the hero. He gave her a hug and some kisses, and she sat on the wall next to him as everyone arrived. They took out water and juice bottles and talked. Make it last. The more of Dad hugging Mom, the better. Hector went and got hugs and kisses from Emilia. He kissed Jorge, too, and Jorge reached to be held. Elise got in my arms for lovebird kisses. Daddy, hug me, demanded Lucia, Paco's shrill-voiced princess. She ran to him, got in his arms, looked back and made a cara fea, an ugly face, at her mom, then turned and hugged her daddy especially hard. We started out again. I hung back with Mom and Dad. My own heart was having trouble with the altitude. The younger sisters, Nellie, Hina, Dora, and Connie, ran ahead so they could look at boys and run wild. The paths and stepways got steeper. I kept telling Mom and Dad, despacito, despacito. At the old church on top, Hector said, Brother Francisco, go in and pray for us. But it was Marta, Paco's languid blonde wife, who went inside. Paco went in after her. Lucia was running somewhere. He went and knelt beside Marta. near the statue of El Señor Caído, the fallen Lord. It showed Christ being taken down from the cross. "Don't tell me anything," she said. He looked down, formed his hands as if to pray, though he was atheist, then sighed, got up, and left. We found a place on the hillside to put down the blankets. The wind was still rough, and there was going to be sunburn later. Paco stood on the ridge, looking down toward town with his hands in his pockets. He looked lonely, with the wind blowing his hair and jacket. Mama caught my attention and patted the blanket in front of her. I sat down there and listened to Dad talk while Mama's shortened, burned fingers rubbed my back. Elise came and sat with me. After Elise and I got back to Austin, we broke up. I suppose my Colombian ex-family has no use for me these days. I love them, but that's what stays when everything else goes.
Thanks to all of our readers. You guys are 15. All right, so cool, guys. And the bands are going to rock the house.
Yeah, definitely stick around for Angry Baby and Editrix.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Kim Berkeley, also known as Storyteller Kim, and I'd like to tell you a story. You are an artist. You've traveled to Rome looking for inspiration, for enlightenment. You've come to find your muse. Instead, you're approached by two strange masked creatures, one dark and one light. What do you do? This is the premise of my interactive novella, Chiaroscuro, a story about art and self-discovery, a story that changes based on the choices you make along the way. Chiaroscuro will be 100% free to read and will be released on January 13th, 2022. Head over to my website at storytellerkim.com to learn more. That's storytellerkim.com.
Since 1998, Stamps.com has been an indispensable tool for nearly 1 million businesses. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS shipping right to your computer. Whether you're an office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. All you need is a computer and a standard printer. No special supplies or equipment. Within minutes, you're up and running printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send. And you'll get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. Once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup or drop it off. No traffic, no lines. Cut the confusion out of shipping with Stamps.com's new Rate Advisor tool. You can compare shipping rates and timelines to easily find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk. And with our promo code POD, get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in POD, P-O-D. That's Stamps.com, promo code POD. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. And thanks for listening to the Meat for TeaCast. And welcome back.
Hey, thanks everybody for coming out. This was really cool of all y'all. Thank you, Mark and Elizabeth, for having this circ here, this here circ. And thank you for having us. And thanks, Mark, for setting up and doing all this wonderful sound stuff. It's cool. We are Angry Baby. We're very angry. And we have something to say about it. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is loud, right? Angry peaches. Angry slumber. Sneakers, angry elm tree. Thank you. We had a, oh, thank you. After that little rough start, we're going to figure out why this was so loud and we're going to make it quieter. You think it's fine? Really? Honest? Okay. Okay. And then we're all set. Well, we're going to like launch into a couple bad breakup songs, I guess. But first, a song for my dog, Inara, who is here in spirit. She's actually out in the car. Yeah. She was like being a little like yelpy and stuff. So I thought, usually she sings along with us in band practice, but then we thought maybe it wouldn't be the best idea to have her singing along right now because it's unpredictable, blah, blah, blah. And then I'd be all worried about her. So.
Poor Inara.
I know, poor Inara. But she had some other bad manners that I had to talk to her about, and that's why I wrote the song. Can I have that starting note, Abby? When you bark at the people that you meet on the street, all they're thinking is you want to go and eat them. And it's sad that they're thinking that, because when they're thinking that, you're thinking all you want to do is go and greet them. So don't bark at the people, because the people might be sheeple and they might be thinking that you'll eat them raw. Won't know what you're trying to say, and you'll scare them all away, because they think that you will bite and lock your jaw. And you leave them maimed, 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 or you swallow them whole, you swallow them whole, or you leave them maimed, or you leave them maimed. When you bark at the people that you meet on the street, if you scare them, they might drop a dime on you. The cops could blow your brains away, and that would seriously break my heart in two. So if you wanna meet the people and not terrify the people, you must quietly go sit and offer paw. Don't eat them raw, don't eat them cooked, don't swallow them whole, don't tear them into tiny pieces and devour them like that. Don't leave them maimed. Thank you. Nice crowd. I bet everybody's happy to be like out of their houses after this whole pandemic business, or in between the pandemic. Well, I took my garbage to the curb. I took my garbage to the curb. I took out the garbage and recycling too. Took it out 'cause it reminded me of you. Well, I did my laundry yesterday. I did my laundry yesterday.
hurts when things remind me of you.
By Justin Bieber. We are fans of the one song.
It's the only Justin Bieber song I know.
But there's one other one I like, but that's it. The rest suck.
Baby, please don't take the more pills tonight. Enjoy the summer night. Baby, please.
time we drove in the blizzard, putting our lives on the line, all to make sure the doggies were fed and the driveway was shoveled. I like tripping.
To Les, I like tripping with you, baby.
I was headed to a party last March when it hit. I was feeling rather arty till this COVID shit, I was feeling rather arty till this COVID shit. Then I lost my job, this land was run by the mob. First match on Tinder, we never stopped hanging. We'll hang into the winter and we'll never stop banging. Cause you're my pandemic boyfriend. You're my pandemic boyfriend, boyfriend. You're my pandemic boyfriend. Pandemic boyfriend. Pandemics all around. Hey baby, what's your sign? Tell me yours, I'll tell you mine. Come upstairs, I'll give you. Bedroom while we're in our prime. Your boyfriend stepped outside, but he just told us we should have a good time. First match on Tinder and we never stopped hanging. We'll hang into winter and we'll never stop banging. Cause you're my pandemic boyfriend. You're my pandemic boyfriend. Boyfriend. Magic flask, I drank in deep and then I basked. Did he wear a glove? I didn't ask. And though I thought I had your okay, it was only to play croquet. It didn't mean that much to me, so why must you take me to task? First match on Tinder and we never stopped hanging. We'd hang into winter, but one day we stopped banging. Cause you were my pandemic boyfriend. But at least was non-commercial. Perhaps I should adopt a turtle since it looks like he's infertile. Yes, I should. You'd have got me pregnant if you could. I'm not making fun of you. I feel so misunderstood. First match on Tinder and we never stopped hanging. We'd hang into winter, but one day we stopped banging. Cause you were my pandemic boyfriend. Boyfriend, boyfriend, you were my pandemic boyfriend.
Who's in the band?
Jenna Wickler is the Angry Baby number one.
This is Cindy Bow over here. Cindy on drums. Woo! Drum solo.
Cindy Bow.
And this drum solo. Yeah. This is Abby Rusk on guitar and vocals. Yes, sorry. We are angry. We're still angry. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Whoops, wait, hold on a second, my thing.
Did you forget what song we're on?
Okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Angry peaches, a pretty dog.
Angry slumber.
Editrix is on next.
Editrix is on next. Yay!
Oh, yeah.
Yay. Thank you, everybody.
I won't be gone.
This is the time when I talk. Yeah. Thank you for coming out. If you're anything like me, you're real tired. But we all do it for the love of rock and roll and meat and tea and poetry and animation. A general feast for the senses. I don't want to talk about it anymore, but because we're all here. Okay. The buying and selling of used trucks.
Thank you.
to watch her rock.
Inside my gut project, I am reaching out. Inside the gut project, I am reaching out. I am reaching out.
everybody who helped out. You know who they are. We're all really grateful. This is our last song.
So excellent. Thanks to Steve and Una and Madeline for hosting us here and our lovely visit over this Thanksgiving holiday. We should probably say our thanks for sticking around.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah, it was really great.
We had treats for you. Special treats. Steven Schmelz and Una Poe, darling. Schmelz.
So thanks, yeah, thanks for sticking
Schmelz,
around.
Schmelz, darling.
Whichever way it goes. Who knows?
For another episode of the Meat for Tea cast.
Yeah, thanks casually. So much.
And we will catch you in a couple weeks. Thanks for sticking around.
You local people, we'll see you at the Cirque.
Yep, that's right, December 4th at the Abandoned Building Brewery. And for now, have a good one.
Bye-bye. Bye.
The Meat for Tea cast is produced by Elizabeth McDuffie and Meat for Tea, The Valley Review. Mixed by Mark Allen Miller at Zone Lab, East Hampton, Massachusetts. Visit Meat for Tea at www.meatfortea.com. Please consider going to anchor.fm to make a contribution through our contribution page. You can reach us through meatforteacast@gmail.com, or you can leave a voice message at anchor.fm/meatforteacast. We welcome suggestions for contents for the Meat for Tea cast. If you've attended a Meat for Tea Cirque and want to hear from one of the bands or one of the spoken word contributors, please let us know. All portions are copyright Meat for Tea and their respective holders.
vote for Meat for Tea on your favorite podcast app. Follow us on Twitter at Elizabeth, Meat for Tea on Instagram, and on the Meat for Tea and Meat for Tea Cast Facebook pages. Meat for Tea is available everywhere you get your favorite podcasts.